told them to make their way to Costco, you know, on the way home, or if they're going to Costco on the weekend.
Yeah, well, it
shouldn't be one or two cars a day
that
pass around. Okay. So, and Mr. Blair has first right to the motion. We'll let him word it however he wants.
Let's just cut to the bare bone. Hey, let's just say, let's make a motion as to how the board feels about the board members having a Costco card. Should we have one or shouldn't we have one? How's that?
Well,
I'll make a motion then that we dispense with the Costco cards for board members and we'll allow them as presently for staff.
Okay, is there a motion?
I'll second.
Do I have a second? I've got a second by Director Fairbanks. All those directors in favor of the motion?
We need a roll call.
We're going to need a roll call.
Then we'll need a roll call, though.
All right.
Let's just hear the ayes and nays. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And all those opposed say nay.
Nay.
Nay. Nay. And let's have a roll call.
Director
Blair.
Yes.
No.
No.
There it was.
There you go.
Okay.
Back home again.
Item number 10 is the approval of warrants.
That's all.
Those were presented to us this evening. Of course, you all have had a moment to look at them. Entertain a motion to approve the warrants.
Oh, hey, what's this West Virginia University $2? What the heck was that?
They said there's some brochures on the 50 candidates, and we sent for that information.
So the three brochures.
Three brochures together.
$2
It's like those things you see on advertised on TV, you know. It's a great deal. $2.95 for this device, and he charges $10 for shipping.
I think we should fight that one in court. No. What's this? Well, I don't know what that is either. Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis.
No, the one above that. Employment Development.
Yeah, we do that one all the time.
Oh.
Yeah.
And Federal Reserve.
Minneapolis. And for those interested, the PG&E bill is $30,000.
Yeah.
Might be of interest to these folks out there. Any questions that the audience want to ask us about the bills for this month? Okay. Chair, I'll entertain a motion then that we approve the warrants presented tonight.
I make a motion we approve the warrants.
Got a motion by Director Blair. Do I have a second?
Okay.
And a second by Director Fairbanks. All those in favor of approving the warrants, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Nobody's opposed. Motion passed unanimously. Item number 11 is a manager's report. Mr. Jones.
Yeah, Mr. President, staff has been reviewing a number of the sewer accounts, and we found that some of the commercial sewers, the sewer charge is based on DUE dwelling unit equivalents, and we're finding that some of them maybe not you charge enough, they have more than one volume of equipment, and others that may have multiple volume of equipment may have lesser amounts. So we decided that we'd be doing a survey of the commercial developments in the district, and I think there's approximately 40 of them, where we just go in and count fixtures in the units and determine what the proper sewer, monthly sewer fee would be. And this is a matter of just bringing up to the board's attention that we will probably be doing that probably the next 30, 60 days, and depending on the demand on the crews, et cetera. And there's just an outline of the fixed-unit survey attached to the manager's report.
But the UPC code has standards which we have to, that's what we utilized originally for establishing our dwelling unit equivalent.
That's right,
all that
right. It's from the plumbing code.
So we have to stay in accordance with that, though. So we're thinking that maybe we didn't estimate correctly. We've got excessive flows from some commercial
roofing. Well, I think this building may be an example. We'll get a couple bathrooms out here, but there's a lot of fixture units up above us and then over in the other office. Of course, we don't have any.
Okay.
And so this may come up instead of one. We are going in equipment that may be more. And others that, you know, laundromats may be overcharged. So we're just going to do an audit and come up with the epoxy. In the process, we're going through and looking at grease traps and also prior sprinkler system. See if our present ordinance requires certain fees associated with that. So we're just trying to come up with the date of what the ordinance is and what the fee structure is.
You charge a half per unit?
No, usually it says round up to the nearest whole unit.
So if you have one short of 32, it's 31 units?
Yeah. That's something when we look at it, we'll try and be reasonable. I mean, if you're one or two over, right now 16 is one. If it's, you know, if it's 17, 18, we probably go back to one, but the first one was maybe a quarter or third past the point.
Over half.
Yeah, rounded up.
Okay.
And as directed by the board of directors, staff is working on a groundwater management plan draft. Hopefully we'll have this draft prepared and ready for the board review at the next board meeting. The sewer plant expansion, John Jinks or Kenny Jinks Engineering has completed the study and will be making a presentation on December 6th to the board of the plan. In his review, he found that the sewer plant has a greater capacity than the 0.36 design because it's closer to 0.4. In talking to him, it felt that we staged the expansion in maybe two or three phases where getting headworks up and running first, revising the grinder and putting in a meter that is accurate. And from that data, we can get some real accurate information. The meter is operational, but it's somewhat maybe not calibrated properly. And from there, we could phase in the second phase that we need. Also, by doing that, the cash flow also improves. And then the water sewer master plan, going into making a presentation at the next board meeting on the 15th. Also, just for information, the pipeline across the bridge was turned on and up, pressing up the bridge.
Okay. Yeah.
That's all I have, Mr. President.
Any questions from the board or the manager's report? Any questions from the audience?
I can ask us for the manager. Okay. Number 11 is closed up. And item number 12 is director's comments. I have one, but I'll let anyone else go. Any director's comments? It's really just a question that doesn't affect from the previous issue, previous motion that we passed, but this is on that SCADA system. And I'll ask you over the phone if you have an answer ready, but I was looking through on what type of controls, reporting, and alarms are outlined, what type of reports you plan on generating with this new software, and I didn't see anywhere in there a record or tracking of water level over submerged pumps. Explicit language wasn't in there, or yeah, he lists a lot of items in which he's going to track. He's going to give us weekly, monthly, annual reports on. And I thought that, you know, pumping depressions, and more specifically, water level over submerged pumps would be one of those.
Now you're talking about sewage lift stations or
water pumps,
the wells.
Wells.
Okay. We manage the wells on a quarterly basis right now. And we track them on a quarterly basis. We have history. The county does them on a semi-annual basis. They do it in the spring and in the fall. And usually our wells, they request our information and we send it to them.
Okay. So we do that more manually. That's not something that's monitored with this software or sensor.
You can do it. You'd have to probably put a transducer down there or have an airline and continue to supply of air to the transducer. Measure the continuous pressure.
Okay.
That is possible. Just a matter of cost.
Yeah, there's probably not a pipe headache with the number of wells we have to track it manually. Okay, that's the only question I had. Yeah.
In the back of my truck out there, there's a big bucket full of lemons. Anybody that wants free lemons when you leave, take whatever you want because I just throw them away if nobody takes them.
I'm out.
Yeah.
Make them disappear.
Like the car, too?
Leave the lemon. Leave the bucket. All right. It was a Chevrolet, maybe.
Any other director's comments? Okay, public comments. Item number 13. Anything out there from the public? Comments or questions? Okay, Mark, this wraps up. No public comments. Mr. Seitz, we currently need to go to a closed session.
Yeah, it's just on, I think, just on one of the items, which would be the second one on number one, discuss significant exposure litigation, the government subsection 549.
Thank you.
549. And Brent, on the Brent and the Cecil versus Cuomo Community Service District, which is case number SC85775.
Let's go, Fred. I'm just saying that there are procedures that are followed in other areas.
Well, see, here, we sign off on this job normally before the building permits issue. With this exception, the system is operated before the permit is issued, so it's never a problem.
Well, it would seem logical to me that if we flagged the county, or that if this was a problem, that you have to develop a policy, a position on it, a policy on it. If you flag the county with a final letter saying, okay, you can't issue a certificate of occupancy on this house, you get a clearance from us. You've done the same thing as saying you can't issue a building permit until you get that final letter from us.
Yeah, I've seen plans come back through here with big red bold letters from the top. Do not find until Lindsay is the approved.
Well,
people were living in it for 3 months
well,
before we found out about it.
Their computer system now is such that all of a sudden things start to hit it and they jump right out at us. And that's how this came up. Their computer system finally picked up on it that somebody had accepted his letter and it wasn't the right letter.
This is something that we've done the policy.
Anything
like that, very wise, hasn't really been discussed with Bob because he's the only one who's won. But I think that the board might be interested in trying to work this out in the next couple of weeks.
Why do we make a motion that we postpone this for 2 weeks? Come up with some kind of policy to order it.
Be March 1st?
Well, it's the 2nd.
There's 7.
Yeah.
I think we motion earlier and it died for life.
Yeah.
Are you making a new motion?
His motion is continued. We certainly have
27. Okay.
Very biased, you know, we have a lot of people that are supporting their families and have not planned any other work in the future. And 2 weeks to us would be 2 weeks to pay.
My name is Lindsay Construction.
See, so we have to support these people without some of their workers. They're local subcontractors. Most of them from the European. Most of the plumber who and the plumber and the concrete people who are the main subcontractors on site right now are both in the plumber.
I appreciate that, but know that construction is your family. You go into that my home. I
after
28 years.
After 2 weeks when you had your but in the meantime, we would not have gotten any further on looking up the sewer.
So you can get that pump for me.
Pump the road.
Get that ground. Go down here and knock on his door. Okay, we have a motion, Minister Manriquez, that was to table it for now and then form a subcommittee to check into policy on the council and staff. Seconded by Mr. Small. All in favor?
Yes.
Mr. Peck asked Jane, Mr. Curry, and Mr. Henriquez? Anybody else got a
name?
Mr. Shaw?
Yeah. I'll be there.
Okay.
Good. Mondays and Tuesdays are good for me.
Alright, we have two in the folder. And I'm staying out of the gentleman, so you're ahead of the game.
I'll give you a number of stuff.
No, I'm sorry.
The information you've got, you can certainly send it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Can I?
You can give input and whatever, however, it's up to them. It's not up to me.
The reason I'm saying give input is because we have worked in a lot of other jurisdictions. Maybe that I can talk about what's done in other areas.
That won't matter in the fall. We're a prototype. I'm sorry. We're unique. He's going to learn how to hard to do. public.
Well, I'm not saying it's not. I'm just saying that this project has been punished considerably for being the first of the...
I don't think this board has been on the punishment.
I didn't say it has suffered the brunt of a lot of firsts.
Yeah. Let's take about a 5-minute recess, Gordon.
Not connecting the sewer level to the floor.
Item 12, Senate Track Map 1458 by Robert Newdall and Toby Kettle. So you guys are really shy. You guys are staying for you.
December 14th outlining the items that had to be completed, including preparation of final plans, submittal of assigned easements for the waterline utilities, construction cost estimate for inspection agreement, signed plan check inspection agreement, and the payment of all fees. All of those items have now been completed as of this afternoon. You have a draft letter of recommendation for final approval for map recordation in your packet, dated February 16th. And including a new provision that says after completion acceptance of improvement, this district will accept water service applications from customers in each of the lots. Following that acceptance, this district may issue individual service verifications for each lot. The verifications are currently required by county ordinance to accompany all applications for building permits, with the intent that that sort of inclusion would clarify the process for now on. The subdivision is shown in the second column at the bottom. It's now ready for your final approval of map recordation, and I recommend you authorize it to sign this February 16th draft on behalf of the district.
You know, this one's on the corner.
This is on the subway side of Pomeroy, at the intersection with Cascada.
Right.
These are just water fees?
Yeah, these are 1-acre lots. So
you'll find three just about 1,000 feet.
Gotcha. Sewer is gone.
No, I don't want to scare one of you because you can't come on right now. I appreciate your input. I have some very stubborn ideas about things, but I like to have people give their input. I really appreciate it. The rest of the board gets a little bad at me when they don't get home to watch their TV, but that's what it is. Right, John? This final approval bit, I see right here underneath the address, I think something maybe needs to be clarified in the future on our letters there.
Just on that particular thing, like we just said, why don't we just eliminate this final approval for map recordation and call it approval for map recordation?
Well, we could.
Until the very final last seal.
Okay.
Never say final.
Never say final until the very last thing. When everything's all done, now we can say this is final approval for the whole thing, and there won't be any question about whether it's the first final or the third final.
Or contingent final upon something.
Yeah, or a contingent concurrence. Approval.
I'm open to anything you want to do.
It's really, when I was reading the letter in this morning, that was the one thing that stuck in my head until I started reading further, and there was the time constraints these items may be important for scheduling the time that the district considers service prior to the county approval of individual building permits in two instances, water and sewer. Okay. So, at first I found out maybe it was really our fault that this situation occurred because that one letter said time. So I think maybe what we should do is make that little...
That's that
very
final.
just say tentative approval or just say?
How about approval for map recordation?
How about say? We have enough water to serve this subdivision. However, we have to put in the facilities and dedicate the district prior to.
It would say map recordation.
What about board recommendation? Board recommendation for map approval?
I think you subcommittee need to work on that. Okay. I'm trying to recross.
Well, so okay. You should, this one you really should decide tonight, though.
I don't.
Oh, okay. Come on, let's keep you hanging fire a while. You're
like
the kind of guy
who
can really string along. What's your name again?
He's not going to tell you.
Everything is all
done, correct? Everything is all, well, I'm not sure the check's there, but I'm pretty sure.
I'll make the motion to make this whatever kind of approval we're making for map recordation.
Concurrent to map recordation. An okay stamp? Just okay.
You?
You got it.
You? Looks like this is Mr. Cobb's recommendation. All in favor?
Yes.
Motion carried unanimously. Thank you. We'll meet you at Jackson's later.
No.
He was so upsetting to be honest.
I was shocked.
Yeah.
What happens when you do anything right?
Great idea. Okay.
This one is displayed on the wall, top of the third column. The items to be done are outlined in my letter to Mr. Durham, dated February 2nd, 1989. And as of this afternoon, all those items have been completed. These have been paid, the final approval plans have been submitted. Fully executed agreement, an easement affecting real property has been submitted to us. I'd recommend to you two things. First of all, you authorize the board president to sign the easement agreement affecting real property, provided for the sewer and water line easements of the property, and issue our standard form certificate of acceptance of that real property interest, authorizing us to record that easement immediately. And secondly, that you authorize me to sign the improvement plans and issue a concurrence for map recordation letter for this project in a form listed in your packet.
Some of the 4 pages on what day in the packet?
It'll be in
pardon
me?
Okay. He's got a bunch
of probably as soon as we can show you out here and say authorization for that area as you consider it that concurrence. That means we go along with it. Let's authorize it for this court.
Okay.
That gives us the good area.
Can we go back to that?
Yeah.
You want to move on item 12?
Yeah.
Authorization.
Authorization.
Yeah.
Forward authorization.
Yeah, that's a good idea, buddy. Excellent. Your slides are.
We don't actually do the authorizing, or we recommend.
We're authorized.
The county will authorize.
Okay. We have a motion.
Okay.
Mr. Member, this is the second statement of call for recommendations. Two recommendations on this item. All in favor?
Yes.
I'm about to repeat them. I don't think you should ever have. All in favor?
Yes.
Opposed? Motion carried unanimously. Item 14, tending track map 1501 by Edgar Mew.
This is displayed at the bottom of the third column.
Continue and continue.
This is one of those you've seen over and over again. You issued a tentative approval in 1986.
This is the
building proposed for that. Yes, it is. The project is still alive in exactly the same form with the same tentative map number. The contract inspection agreement was issued with a requirement that they finish the entire project before December 1st, 1988, which has come and gone, of course, and I'd recommend this outlined in my February 10 report to you. The board of directors should authorize the issuance of a new plan check inspection agreement, extending the completion date December 31st, 1991, and apply the page piece of the agreement. Mr. Shaw has a suggestion to alter that which you submitted on.
Well, this is fine, but I think really that we probably got in that evidence from the timeline of the fact that we had a water shortage or something. Really, the approval we give should valid as long as the county entity map is valid. So I think in the picture we'll probably drop the timeline. Sorry for the
board. So the county requires new things to extend.
Usually not on the extension, it's a new over or something. Usually, I think that extends 4 to 5 years. Cities, most cities require an extension that are sort of automatic for the first 4 or 5 years. Phases where you really approve new portions of the subdivision or something, then they do like fees in my cities. I don't know what the county does.
I'm just trying to refer to your fees and the county's going to, then we're going to keep going along with that.
Yeah,
because we're getting more and more dear. If we can legally do it,
some
parameters of state law.
Yeah.
I think with 300 DUEs, we certainly shouldn't. We should consider something about time limitations.
I remember when the conduit was established, and it was during the time when we had the moratorium and the waiting list. There were a lot of people who were wanting water that we didn't have, and there were those.
There again.
Yes, and there were those who were reserving their spot with no intention of doing anything about it for quite some time. And that was the reason for the time limit. And we're coming up to a point now, according to our earlier item, that we are down to limited supply as opposed to our previously unlimited supply. And I think the time limit should be left there just in case we get closer. We can always extend the time limit. It's awful hard to put a time limit on after you take it off.
Thank you.
Well, all
of
that
should
be discussed. That was for Shaw. That would be an apology after that was for Shaw.
It would be a policy.
Somebody trying to just hog the...
And that would also help to eliminate these tracks that have been in existence for 5 to 7 years with no activity.
Exactly.
Well, I think we can't eliminate tracks.
No, we can't.
We can encourage people not to to come in here and subscribe to all our service with no intention of ever using
them for the
right.
So,
there's fees and time we have
right here,
that.
That's
for now.
For now.
That is the policy for now.
That's going to handle it pretty good for the time being, so let's move along. But I do agree that we should, if there's a valid reason for the delay and the extension, that we should go ahead and apply the previously paid fees to the extensions. And I agree with Barbara that maybe we should have a certain fee for doing that.
So this may be one where you want to establish two of you as a committee and develop that policy, because it certainly is possible, rather than charging a plan check and inspection fee, well, that plan check inspection fee should relate in some way to the amount of effort spent by the district. If we do that as a flat percentage rate right now, which is probably easy to justify. If you're going to do something different, it has to be something related to a different set of costs, and perhaps something like a reservation fee, it can be equated to some additional effort on the district. It's an appropriate modification.
I also think it should apply to water systems too.
That's what we have.
Oh, sorry.
I'll second.
To authorize extension and application of prior fees to December 31st, 1991, on 10-week track back 1501 by Edgar Mueller. All in favor?
Yes.
Motion carries. Okay, item 15, 10-week track back 1508 by Wayne Kingall.
That's the top of the fourth column.
That's the one over on the other side, Mr. Pettis.
This is strictly information. I simply want you to be aware of the status of the project. We've received improvement plans. I'm in the process of checking those now. At the time that's completed, I'll draft and send it a letter to form a draft and impact it. No action necessary in the part.
Okay, item 16 is any track 1529 by Roger Snellenberger.
Yes, this one's at the bottom of the fourth column. It's in the test pump sump area.
What's the percent grade on that column?
I've never checked. This one's a little bit different because I think it drops away from the street first and then comes back up.
Yeah, it does go down.
Yeah. No, it's not. We didn't calculate it. You really want to know.
No,
as I mentioned to you in my report, brief report from February 10th, I'd recommend we notify this owner along.